What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. We have a loaded show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about Disney at the Oscars. We're going to be talking about the new trailers for Christopher Robin and Mary Poppins. And we're going to be talking about A Wrinkle in Time, spoiler free. Get ready. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Recuérdame. Recuérdame.
Siento mente.
Oh my god, this should win best song.
Is that Leo Camacho?
Is this Leo Camacho?
No oh wonder, my god, no that sounds better than the original. It's
probably
weird.
Why it won at the Oscars. I'm not
cut to weeks of Leo, like, practicing the Spanish for this song and me being at home going, Recuérdame.
Yeah, from the other room, I would be singing it, and then she would just hear,
Recuérdame.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Disney Movie News. That, if you are curious, is my cover of Recuérdame with Cole Jenkins, where all of the instruments are made of chocolate. We used Toblerones, we used Cocoa Pebbles, you name it, we used it. It was chocolate milk for melody. Great stuff. Oh, there it is. Preboy.
Recuérdame.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I met him last night.
You met him last night,
I
and
did.
We saw him today at Disney. We did some cool stuff for Food and Wine, so get ready on Friday for some content. But today, man, we have a heck of a show. Disney Movie News has never been more Disney Movie Newsier. Mm-hmm. We've got all kinds of stuff, but before we even get to that, let's do some introductions. I'm Leo Camacho. I'm your host. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie. Well, that's Instagram, just at Leo Zombie because I'm complicated on Twitter. But before you even follow me, make sure you follow The Popcorn Talk. So you can follow him at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter and the Popcorn Talk Network at Popcorn Talk on Twitter.
We've been doing it for
the Popcorn Talk
years,
Network.
Man.
I know. I meant to do it the other way around
oh
in my head.
God,
it was
embarrassing.
There. Just type Popcorn Talk. There's not a whole lot of Popcorn Talk competition. And follow them everywhere so you can watch other shows just like this one. But enough about me and Popcorn. Who dat?
I'm a princess. My name is Sarah Sterling. I'm on Twitter at Sarah Sterling _ and on Instagram at Sarah G Sterling. And I'm very excited for the news.
There's so much news.
There's so much news today.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Sorry I was gone, guys.
You got some lipstick on
your
teeth.
Lipstick. Yeah.
Disney
We're looking real friends.
Real
friends.
Real friends.
No, sorry I've been gone. Guys, I'm Keaton Markey, and I had a friend in town, and then I went to Mexico,
and then
I was super sick.
Yeah.
So, but I'm happy to be back.
You came back on a heck of a night, man.
I did, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Yep. That's her name. Don't wear it out.
Don't wear it out.
Nope. I just want to address something at the top of the show here that the chat is still going on about me being the new host of Blue's Clues. Nickelodeon announced today that they are rebooting Blue's Clues, and they're holding open auditions for the new host. It was limited, though. Thanks to AJ Raphael. Shout out, AJ. He sent me the link. I registered right then and there. It was gone. Like, all appointments were done. But I got one. So I went online. I thought it was funny. Because my DMs are nothing but people suggesting it. So I screencapped it. I put it on Twitter. I tweeted at Nickelodeon at their casting Twitter. Then Nickelodeon proper retweeted at me, and nothing but Nickelodeon all over my feed right now. Everybody's supporting me being the
Why are you
so
cheating on Disney?
I'm not.
Why are you
cheating
on Disney?
We can be friends. I watched both as a kid. So, come on.
So on brand.
So on brand.
I loved Blue's Clues. I still love Blue's Clues. I still sing Mail Time, probably on a
Whenever you get
basis.
The mail.
I mean, I sing it all the time, and I'm always like, boo-boo! You know, just like talking like Blue.
Where's the clue, girl?
Leo, I mean, the fact that I just know somebody who's auditioning is phenomenal.
Great? I can't believe that I may, even if it's one in a million, I have a one in a million chance of being the new host.
Dude, you have it. I hate to say, though, I hope they do a girl.
I was telling Sarah, I think it'll be a girl. But I do have the minority quotient.
It's going to be me. It's going to be me.
Sorry, babe, you're too white.
Whoa.
Sorry. Whoa. They've already had two white guys. We gotta
You look just like them.
No, I have black hair.
You do look like Joe.
I don't look like Joe. How dare you? I am far 3% better looking than Joe. But anyways, that's funny. Go to Twitter and support that cause. But you saw Wrinkle in Time a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
What, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We saw Wrinkle in Time together last night. So at the end of this show, we are going to do a spoiler-free review of Wrinkle in Time. Very light, very on the top of things. But we're just letting you know now because we're going to save it. So you don't have to worry about us. Don't worry about it. It's a safe show. We're going to get to the meat and potatoes because there is God, there's so much stuff.
So much news.
Yeah, we even added something.
I come
right
back,
before.
I bring the news.
You brought the news back.
I bring
back.
The that news.
That's what they got in Mexico. They got all the Disney
They got
news.
All this Disney news.
Thanks for bringing it back with you. So let's start welcome. At the very top with the, well, the overwhelming presence of Disney at the Oscars. Sarah, how well did Disney do at the Oscars?
Oh my God, it was the best Oscars of my life.
Although, can I say... I felt like the performance of Remember Me.
Oh my God, don't
was...
even finish your sentence.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It was phenomenal.
Was
correct.
And yeah. I love, because I'm a huge Mozart in the Jungle fan, I love Gael.
Gael Garcia.
Gael, because he's, I'm obsessed with him. I think
like
he's amazing.
Singer.
But I just,
he's not supposed to be a powerhouse.
I know he's not, but like
it's supposed to be an endearing thing, like a father.
He's supposed to be singing like a lullaby.
Remember me.
Oh my God!
I still like the Greatest Showman performance. Better.
Oh my God! Don't even talk to me right now.
Stop.
I just needed to say it.
I thought Miguel did a good job singing his new lyric version of Remember Me, but it wasn't about the performance. It was Disney's overall performance.
They don't base who wins on the performance at the Oscars.
I know.
Yeah. But they did win Best Song.
They're killing it.
Remember right. Me. What else?
Coco won Best Animated Feature.
Boom.
Coco
boom.
Won Best
called
Song.
It.
Remember
boom.
Me.
Called it. Congratulations, Disney.
Is that it? Disney won.
Is that? No.
Well,
Yeah, no, that's it.
Wait, Beauty and the Beast didn't win, did it?
No, it didn't.
The guy who wrote, the couple who wrote Remember
oh, yes,
Me,
that's right.
What's his name?
Bobby Lopez.
Bobby yeah, Lopez became the second person in the history of the universe to
double
EGOT.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. That's incredible.
So for those of you know, I mentioned him earlier in the show, AJ Raphael, phenomenal singer on YouTube. Go check him out. Big Disney fan too. We were having a discussion about this. And he thinks it is the right decision. It's not just that we're Disney fans and we want it to win. We were talking about why it won. And in my opinion, I think Remember Me is the stronger sort of... It's a stronger anthem for the movie that it's from. Because Remember... I honestly believe that the movie should not have been called Coco. I think it should have been called Remember Me. Because Remember Me fits every single theme of the movie. It's like, always remember your family. Mm-hmm. And then the father leaves and it's like, remember me. And the only reason the father
and
can come back
is and also the entire holiday is about remembering
and the
yeah.
holiday
your family.
Is about remembering. And the song can be sung in so many different ways and on each level. And it is in the, mm-hmm. in the movie. There are like four different versions of the song. Each one from a different character's point of view. Each with a different meaning. Like De La mm-hmm. Cruz sings and he's like, remember me.
Yeah,
like, I'm
I
so
be
famous. And then when Hector sings it to Coco, he's like, remember me because I'm leaving and yeah. I love you and oh, this is the father that I am.
And then when Miguel sings it,
yeah, exactly.
He's like, remember your family. Yeah,
remember
like,
your family and like, remember me. Like, this is what I love. This mm-hmm. is who I am. You know, and it's, it was like where This Is Me, although it was an amazing song in Camp Rock. It's a pop song. It's
well, that's not
song.
Even it. Like, I was talking about this on my podcast because I was like, the problem that I have with This Is Me, everyone's like, it's such an anthem for people who are different. It is, but like, despite the movie does not...
That's not what the movie's about.
...give it the power that people seem to be deriving from it. The movie understates the message of
right.
This Is Me.
That's a good
they
point.
They sell it in the trailers as if it's a movie about self-acceptance. And
no,
like,
it's not what the movie's
it's
not about.
It's about P.T. Barnum's life and how he rose to success.
Yeah, but like, also, like, not true
which
at all.
Yeah, also
it's
not
awful.
Historically accurate.
They don't... whatever. I don't
if
need
they're
going to
make the movie about that, then they should... Look, there's a bunch of issues we have with the movie. It's not that I thought it was a terrible movie. I thought it was a fine musical, but it was misleading to me, and I was upset with what I got anyway.
Coco should have won.
But
anyway.
Coco deservedly won.
So unfortunately, no Last Jedi wins, no Guardians of the Galaxy 2 wins, and Lou did not win Best Animated Short, which I was personally pretty upset about.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant movie won.
Kobe Bryant short.
Which... It was someone said, how did a movie nobody ever saw win an Oscar?
I saw it.
You did see it? Where did you see it?
John Williams, Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Concert.
That makes a lot of sense.
So
I was wondering, I'm like, where did this thing come out?
Because, I think, and that's where it kind of like, I mean, you know, you partner with somebody like John Williams, you basically.
Also,
like,
Glenn Keane, who animated the whole, like, Disney.
It's beautifully animated.
Yeah, it's
beautifully
it's a
animated.
Cool short.
But I got to say, I was looking into this a little bit. I was actually reading a whole thread about this in movies. And Lou, it sucks because the thing that's so great about Lou is stuff you can't see as a viewer. Like, Lou's transformations from a 3D rigging point of view is a nightmare. Like, the fact that they were able to accomplish it from a 3D animation, like, perspective is mind-boggling. But from a viewer's
Get
point of view...
Get your hand out of our shot.
It's on me. I'm talking. Don't worry about it. Anyway.
It's distracting, Leo.
And Kobe Bryant's is like very obvious. Like the animation is like, you know, a lot of care went into it.
I hate to say this, but the Oscars are not always about what's really the best.
Right.
It's a lot about money and a lot about a popularity contest. Mm. So, you know, you need to watch the Oscars with a grain of salt.
But wouldn't you say that this Oscars felt like it took that audience's perspective into consideration a little bit more? It felt a little bit more connected to me.
See, that's why I watch, like, other things. I don't know. The Oscars, I watch because it's, I enjoy the dresses. I enjoy, like, it as a whole. It's such a big production, and it's the Oscars. But, like, I know when I'm watching it, half the things are, like, I already kind of know what's going to win because it's literally, they talk about it, or it's literally the most marketing. Or
did Shape of Water catch you off guard?
This year, I think Best Picture was a really tight race compared to other years.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Although, I don't necessarily agree that Three Billboards has the clout that it claims to have.
Have you seen Three Billboards?
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
It was better than I thought, yeah, but it wasn't better than Get Out, and it wasn't better than Shape of Water.
Well, I'm really happy about Shape of Water because, as you guys know, if you've been watching this show for any prolonged period of time, I cannot stop singing the praises of Del Toro. He is my favorite director. I love his imagination and his creativity. So I was elated to find out that he won because I really did enjoy the movie.
You didn't even watch the Oscars.
Yes, I did.
Well, yeah, but you didn't. You like were passively watching them.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Del Toro. This is what I feel. I felt like Pan's Labyrinth was a better movie than Shape of Water, and he didn't get the Oscar for Pan's Labyrinth when he so like deserved it.
Yeah, like this was an apology.
So I feel like this was almost like Shape of Water was good. It was really good. I don't think it was great. There was a lot of competition this year. But you know what, Guillermo? Like, you deserve this Oscar because we messed up Pan's Labyrinth. You know, like, I don't – Pan's Labyrinth is such a phenomenal film.
Movie. What was up? What was up against it?
I can't even remember. But
well, the Oscars, it just seems like there was a significant amount of buzz around it. I mean, even I did a video for the Oscars this year for social media talking about – why Coco should be the winner for Best Animated Picture. So I'm glad. Whew, close call on that one.
Yeah.
Got it. But yeah, no, I Get Out. Someone in the chat saying Get Out has a lot of plot holes. That's kind of not the point though, man. Like Get Out was a really risky sort of move. And from a first time, like, I mean, that was Peele's first real movie, wasn't it? Peele's first movie.
Mm-hmm.
With racially charged concept and a racially charged environment. It was an enjoyable movie nonetheless. It was a creative take on psychological thrillers and horror movies. And for a horror movie to be nominated for Best Picture is pretty impressive.
We don't really have to talk about the Oscars.
It's cool. Anyways, Disney had a big presence. Congratulations to Disney.
Congratulations to Coco.
Yeah, Coco, Mexico. Deserved it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Coco, whose hype died out real quick, and I'm glad that now everybody's like, maybe I should watch it. Yeah, maybe you should.
Yeah, it felt like a really diverse Oscars, which I don't think we've seen. Like genuinely diverse, not like it being shoved down your throat because they feel bad that like all the nominees aren't diverse enough. It just felt genuinely diverse, and I really appreciate that.
I was stoked about that. Good job, Oscars. Way to woke yourself. Let's move on.
Okay. Stay woke.
I haven't seen this yet. We have the teaser trailer for Mary Poppins Returns.
Came out during the Oscars.
During the Oscars. So let's watch it together as a fam, because we are one.
It'd
be great if you just hear Dick Van Dyke. Hello, Mary Poppins!
Hello, Poppet!
Dreary London Gate.
In a place we hold dear.
With a kite.
Scary Mary.
This is exactly what they showed at D23.
Really?
Oh, is it really?
Don't you remember? You were there.
Oh,
I thought you were facing me for a second. I was like, I was?
They showed this and then more than this.
I was hoping it was going to be,
I wonder what lived.
That's some Forrest Gump level CGI right there.
Oh, this little boy is so cute.
Don't run in the bushes. What are you doing? What kid
run in the bushes. Bushes. You get dirty. You have fun.
You would have gotten snagged.
But that's what being a kid is about.
Nah, man, that would have hurt.
Lynn!
I'm emo.
I mean,
God, there she is.
Can you please let go of our kite? We're trying to fly it.
I mean, I would freak.
Mary Poppins, it is wonderful to see you.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, she's so sassy. She's so sassy.
She's so hot that her reflection checks her out.
She's so.
Dang, dude.
Do it, Mary.
Living meme.
I'm truly emo.
Well done.
What do you
well
think?
Done, Mary. I mean, we saw that.
What do you think, person who hasn't seen that already?
I am so excited for this. I think...
I like her Agent Carter cosplay. It's pretty good.
Lol. I really love the look of it. I love kind of the juxtaposition of the very desaturated London outside
she's
and air.
The bright one.
And the very saturated, like clothing and you know, interior things. So I'm just so excited for, like, the set design and the costumes. And I just think it's going to be fun. And I'm most nervous.
You're a big musical person, too.
I love
right?
musical. Yeah. And I yeah. loved Mary Poppins. Like, that was, like, the movie for one reason. I don't know why. My sister would watch all the time. And so I always had to watch it because she would cry because she was younger. And I was just like, fine, I'll watch Mary Poppins. I like it. Mm. But, so, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm actually most nervous about if Lin is going to translate well on screen.
I think he will.
I think he'll be all right. This is his first movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he, well, yeah.
I think it's his first major motion yeah,
picture.
Yeah, as, like, not animated.
Yeah, it's funny because we all think of him as being, like, super famous and all over the movies. But really, he's been all over
feature.
The stage
yeah.
and behind the movies. Mm-hmm. You've heard his voice, but we haven't seen his face. So that'll be interesting.
I can't believe they rebuilt Cherry Tree Lane, and it looks so good.
How long did it take?
I don't know, man.
Is it still up? Can I go visit?
Probably.
Please?
Like the Hobbit, like Hobbiton. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot. I feel like there's no middle ground here. It's extremes. People are, like, super stoked for it, or people, like, are like, oh, they're making another Mary Poppins?
Yeah, people are, like, really precious with it.
Hamilton's in it?
But I'm like, it's going to be really good, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... That's one of the things that I like. I think regardless, whatever Lin-Manuel Miranda seems to touch turns into gold. Whether his performance is going to be golden, I don't know. But I think the movie as a whole is going to be wonderful.
I have pleasant hopes for it.
Guys, Super Island Halo says that he hopes that Lin doesn't rap. He's like definitely going to rap.
What?
I mean, like, someone was talking earlier about how there was an interview about how Dick Van Dyke is technically rapping in Supercalifragilistic. Well, it's just like a lot of like very fast spoken words.
I want to go to like Compton and be like, yo, can somebody technically rap to me right now?
So I think it's going to fit in with whatever the sound of the song is, but he's like,
right.
He's almost definitely going to do like some very fast singing / talking.
And he better tap dance.
Spoonful of sugar. He probably
tap dance.
Yeah, like the chimney sweepers. Like
he's not chimney sweep.
I know he's not, but that's so. I just
the lamplighters break dance. The chimney sweeps
tap dance. Okay, well, okay. Because now you explained it. Now, okay.
They're on the streets.
not the rooftops.
No, the rooftops. You got to tippy toe so you don't break. You know.
Thanks. Right. Thanks for
Of course. What I'm wondering about is his accent. Is he just going to go straight American?
No.
No,
he's going to be Cockney.
Is he, though?
Yeah. I think he will absolutely do Cockney.
Do you think he'll do all right?
That's what I'm worried about. I mean, again, everybody...
What up, Mary
Poppins?
Doesn't
everybody say that Dick Van Dyke had, like, one of the worst accents ever?
Yeah.
So it's like...
It gets like a joke. There's like Cockney and then there's Dick Van Dyke.
So like he
I
might
think he's going to do Dick Van Dyke.
That yeah, I think he's going to do Dick Van Dyke, too.
Oh, evening, governor.
It's like super
it's
offensive.
Good to see ya. Yeah. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Mary Poppins, Gucci gang.
More news.
We
more
got
news.
Another. The other trailer's later. So, Pasek and Paul writing new songs for live action Aladdin.
I'm excited about.
Wait, didn't they already rap shooting on that?
They did, but they're. I mean, but that.
How did they shoot the music numbers? If they is it going to be? This is like more.
I think
of
they
score?
Just like announced that it like had already happened.
Maybe that they wrote. To
oh, that they had
couple,
written.
They had written.
Right. No, it says writing. Present tense.
Well, maybe they're, you know, going to do the credit song or something. Or,
maybe.
You know.
Or it could be score.
I love almost basically all the music these guys have put out.
Who are, inform me. Who
La
are
La Land.
La La Land.
No wonder.
And Greatest Showman.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah. Basically like two of my faves soundtracks
okay, look,
on my phone
no,
right
I'm,
now.
I'm just being facetious. I think both of those movies have excellent soundtracks. And I am excited to see what these guys do with a Disney property.
Well, it's also like we still have all of Ellen making music.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's going to be fine. I think it's going to be okay.
Rewritten by Lin-Manuel Miranda, by the way.
No, not for this one.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's a Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Only give him water movies. That's it. And Mary Poppins. That's what rains in London.
What's the other water movie?
Moana.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
The movie that takes place 90%
where water is literally a character.
Yeah, water is.
Dear Evan Hansen means nothing to Leo, so we didn't bother saying that one.
Yeah, dear. Yeah. What's that?
Yeah,
it's a play.
Because I'm not from the musical.
Disney Film Facts coming in clutch that they're reshooting this summer.
They're reshoots.
Doing reshoots.
Makes
so.
Sense. Okay. Cool.
I follow Jasmine. What, Naomi Scott? Is that her name? Naomi who plays Jasmine?
All right. Yeah. King, this is the question for you as a fan, since we've got these guys and they're topical now.
Okay.
It's a reason to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Take the soundtrack from Lala. Can you not drink into the microphone?
No, I am thirsty.
She's like, speaking of water. La La Land and Greatest Showman.
Yes.
You have to combine their soundtracks and pick your favorite song. Which one do you pick?
I would probably pick the audition song that Emma Stone sings in La La Land.
Okay.
I mean, that one just has a lot of like really just, personal things for me, too.
Super Ryan Halo making a point here. Just saying, 30s Hispanic man in London just grinds my gears in historical context, but not a flying woman.
Did you see what I said?
No.
The magical nanny that never ages is 100% believable.
Yeah. Let's check that one at the door, huh? Huh, bud?
Also, London is one of the most diverse cities and has been one of the most diverse cities in the world
for
over 100 years.
Problem.
Yeah.
It's just like I don't like diversity arguments when like it's literally a fantasy.
We actually were talking about this the other day. Yeah. Or today. This morning.
About fantasy?
Yeah, about fantasy. Right. You can't argue medieval fantasy because the word fantasy alone eradicates any semblance of history.
That's like being angry at the Cinderella with Brandy because that's all
I was
diversity.
That was all diversity casting.
That was all... Which is great.
By the way, Spain, real close to London. okay, so that's happening. That's cool. Audition song, number one. Let's see what they do. Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got another teaser trailer they dropped. Christopher Robin with Pooh Bear. That's my Pooh impression.
I'm excited to watch this
again. Let's
watch it. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. This one I did watch.
Dreary London.
We've called an emergency meeting this weekend. I promised my wife and daughter I'd take them away this weekend.
Too bad.
I have the high ground.
Cut 20%.
You Anakin!
You these people good jobs. And I thought you'd do anything for this company.
Not the younglings.
Oh, speaking of Agent Carter.
Is that her?
Yeah, that was her.
From this studio that brought you La La Land.
I just imagine Mary Poppins floating down in the kite in this park, too.
It could work, right?
These movies look like have a lot of like similar crossover
things. What to do?
Pooh Bear.
What to do indeed. Pooh? Christopher Robin.
No, not Mary Poppins.
Pooh?
So cute.
That was cute.
I've cracked. Oh, I don't see any cracks.
Oh.
A few wrinkles, maybe.
So cute. Cummings. Woo! Jim Cummings coming back hard.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's actually Jim Cummings. Yes, he's doing the voice. He's reprising his role as Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Christopher Robin.
And Peter Capaldi is Rabbit, which makes me
is
very
really?
Happy as a Doctor Who fan.
Rabbit's great. Rabbit's like...
So
the
neurotic.
The anxiety in us all. Yeah. Rabbit was the only normal one in the 100 acre
Rabbit questioned
woods.
The 1,000 acre wood.
Yeah, it grew since time has passed.
I've seen a lot of like negative feedback to this trailer, and I
have too.
Don't get it.
Why?
People are like, it's just like Hook. First of all, it's not.
Wait, what?
Peter Panning
like Hook
doesn't remember that he's Peter Pan. He remembers Pooh.
Yeah.
Turns around and goes, Pooh!
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry. He wasn't like, who dis?
New brain, who dis? No, I...
There's been people comparing it to Paddington, which, like, why? They're just both bears.
No, but Paddington lives in their world, which is already weird. Pooh is, like, back when he's needed.
Right. People are also like, oh. Like, I think people are
First
confused.
First of all, none of those movies are Disney.
Yeah,
Disney's doing one
none,
now.
Yeah,
Let
none,
Disney
none
have
them
one.
Are Disney. Also, it... People are confused. Like, people are like... Oh, is this like about the guy who wrote Winnie the Pooh?
No,
it's about the fictional character Christopher Robin.
Right.
No,
it's about the It's about the son of the guy who wrote Winnie the Pooh.
It's not even that.
Wait, hold on. Let me wait a second.
It's not even that.
It's about the fictional version of the son of the guy who wrote Winnie the Pooh.
But it's not even necessary to include that. According to Disney canon, Christopher Robin is a little boy who has all these toys. That's the only thing that matters. He's not.
Oh, this is the Christopher Robin from the books who grew up?
Yes, from like Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
I know Winnie the Pooh.
It's Christopher Robin, grown up.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I feel... Are you sure? You're positive.
You think this kid is the grown-up kid of the guy who wrote the Winnie the Pooh books?
I'm telling you, if it's...
No, I think it's like stories based on him.
Well, no, because if it was that, it's going to be a real...
I know.
No,
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
No, it's not like a real person who had these books
it's
based
on
him.
It's the Christopher Robin who grew
it's
up...
It's the fictional little boy...
So the Hundred Acre Woods was a real place that he went.
No, I mean, the Winnie the Pooh books are his imagination.
No, it's real.
That's the point. Pooh is coming back to him at the time when he needs his imagination.
I'm just trolling you, man. I got you.
Leo, you're stressing me.
I got
out.
You.
I
got
attack.
You, girl. I'm just messing.
There was an owl on Sarah's Twitter. That's
no, Gamer Gabe, it's not a fictional version of the son of the author.
No, it's not.
It's just
it's like I
fake Christopher Robin grown up.
It is, but it's like... Also, I feel like it's a little bit of the sun. Like a fictional
it's
version
not.
Of the
sun. When in any Winnie the Pooh movie that Disney has ever made, was it like, this is the son of the guy
who's
wrote
writing
Winnie the Pooh?
The
no, there is no movie. That's why they made this one.
No, this is not a Saving Mr. Banks situation.
How do you know? Have you
it's
seen
not.
It?
God.
And if it
Leo,
is?
Leo, please stop poking the bear. Please stop poking. Stop poking.
You're confusing the chat. They think you're telling the truth.
Well, we don't know if I'm telling the truth.
This is the problem with
Disney
men.
Film Facts. Back me up.
I believe you, babe. I believe you.
I'm triggered.
But I think it has an element of the real world in there.
The movie has zero to do with the author's son.
Yes, Disney Film Facts.
God.
How do you know?
Fictional Christopher Robin grew up. And forgot about his imagination.
Isn't Christopher Robin based
but if you
on
want
the
author's not in Disney canon.
But it kind of is.
No!
Stop it, Leo.
It kind of is.
If you want to see that movie, you can go see Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
Yes, go
Goodbye.
See that depressing
movie. Did Disney
movie.
Make it?
No.
No, but it's so
it.
Depressing.
Stop talking
but
about
Dom
it in the context
is in
of
it.
I'm
this.
Not talking about that movie. I'm talking about the fact that Christopher Robin was based on the author's song.
It doesn't matter.
This movie is not.
Okay. Anyways, if you guys want to see a movie about a fictional son, go see... Wait,
don't worry, Leo. There's not many cracks in your stories. A few wrinkles, maybe.
No, I'm just playing, Sarah. I'm sorry. Well, I just...
Okay, continue, because...
with like, my theory?
No.
With you're
the
done.
With the news.
With
okay,
the news.
Okay, cool. A review of A Wrinkle in Time or A Crack in Time.
Well, are we doing that, or do you want to do the other stuff first?
Oh, yeah, let's do
Star
the
Wars.
Other stuff first.
Let's
do A Wrinkle in Time last.
Let's skip.
Okay, so Mulan. Disney has pushed the live-action Mulan movie to 2020. They're pushing a lot of dates around right now. Do we have a reason why?
They probably just need more time.
Right? I think they need more time, and I bet you that whoever they cast as Mulan, like, she's going to be going to straight up, like, Mulan school, boot camp, like
Mulan school.
Yeah.
I want to go to Mulan school.
I want to go to Mulan school too.
I'm wearing a Mulan shirt right now.
So when she sings, "Who is that girl I see?" Oh, or it's not going to be a musical, right?
They haven't like clarified.
Okay.
Remember, there was all that controversy where they were like, "It's not," and then they were like, "We that actually just meant we didn't have an answer for you yet."
She already is a martial
artist. To see a live action version of Be a Man would just make my life.
I'm gonna sing that karaoke one day. I'm telling you, I'm doing it.
Do it, man. I'll be your like backup.
And I will stand firmly fave. Behind the fact that I think that is one of the best Disney songs of all time.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Hundo P.
Donny Osmond.
Yeah. So she is a martial artist already. She has a martial arts background, but
there's a lot
I would
to
imagine...
do with Mulan. You have to learn like all like that, you know, for the whole entry song. Da, 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 da. she needs to learn all like the stuff that she would have learned in traditional Chinese culture as a young maiden, like just so it all looks real.
But it's just like even if she is a martial artist, you still got to train. Like,
yeah,
you know, just because somebody's fit doesn't mean that they're buff, and just because you know you're an athlete doesn't mean that you can use a weapon. You know, there's a whole lot of things that you could still train for, regardless.
And I'm sure they're gonna like do.
But I don't think this has. I don't think the date has to do with training. I think the date is probably a marketing
a lot of
thing.
Things. Yeah, I think it's. Yeah. I think it's a lot of things.
Oh, why do you think they moved up the Marvel Infinity War? We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah. So if you didn't know, they moved up the Marvel's Infinity War from May 4th to April 27th,
mm-hmm. which is a bummer. For us.
Because we're going to be in Japan.
Yeah.
Cry
it's
me a river.
The day we come back.
Cry me a river.
No, it's not.
The day
we come back on the 29th.
28th. Well, we arrive on the 29th. Yeah.
So no, but like, we leave on the 29th.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
You're wrong.
I don't think
I leave when Christopher Robin leaves. Okay. We're leaving around that time anyway. I mean, why would they? Any theories whatsoever? Do you know, Stephen, if they said anything on Marvel Movie News?
Sorry,
about the Infinity War date getting bumped up.
I don't have it right offhand. They do talk about it, though, so you can check that out. They taped yesterday at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, so it's like one of the top videos on the channel right now.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to know more, they definitely go dive into it.
Dig deeper, go check that out, Marvel Movie News. We don't know, but that's what's happening.
We come back on the 29th.
What would you do without Sarah? I worry about you, Leo.
I would come home and party for 2 days. That's what I'd do.
Disney Film Facts says to give Solo breathing room and to move away from Deadpool 2, which is going for a similar demographic. That's what I told Leo this morning, is that I thought they were giving more space between Infinity War and Solo.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, Solo, not so good.
We can't fly Solo. It needs
I don't know who that was, but
I mean, that's what we were saying. We're like, it has to do with the movies. Like, there has to be that. This summer is going to be like a loaded summer. So that's going on. What?
That was me loading.
Oh, there was you. I thought you were reprimanding me.
No.
And then the last bit of news before we get into our
last bit of
news. The last noobs we've got.
Such a noob.
Deleted scene from Star Wars: The Last Jedi was released today.
Boo.
We're gonna watch it. I haven't seen it. Nobody's seen either. It. We're gonna watch it live for you, with you, right now for the very first time.
She's alive.
Did anyone honestly think that she wouldn't be, though?
No, not at all.
Disobedient. Disrespectful.
But it's the first time. This is the first time he's back. He kills her after
call
this
for
scene.
Order.
I don't think
you
she's dead.
Beat us down. But when your shiny neck was threatened, you squealed like
a
hog.
Come on.
The evidence blew up at the base, but you and I know the truth. When I put a gun to your head, you shut down Starkiller Shields. Now, what would your troops do if they found out? Or your masters?
Who would believe a story like that?
Editing.
Wild.
You were always scum.
Rebel scum.
Bye! That's so
So
why
he
did
killed
they
her
that?
He killed her a different
it
way.
It was an alternate death scene.
I want you guys to remember
that so
instead of this, instead of that, they had BB-8 inside of the AT-ST. Never forget. Instead of that, they had Mark Hamill suckle on the teat of an alien walrus.
I loved all those parts.
Why?
Yeah, but you watched that. Sorry, this
instead
is the voice.
Instead of that, they had Space Land.
This is the voice of the guy in the booth, in case nobody knows.
Jesus.
That scene seemed so out of place.
It did.
Like, for that whole scene, like, if you were to insert that in the movie where that would take place, that'd be so out of place.
It would, but you can tell that that's like a scrambled re-edit. Like,
yeah.
That's just like, they need to make some DVD features, so they put that in there.
I think Phasma's coming back next movie. Like,
oh, absolutely.
No,
just
doubt.
Like Boba Fett did? Oh, wait.
Hey. Rude.
She's dead.
Spaghetti.
After that, she's dead.
I don't think she's dead.
So yeah, we got that.
You don't want to get rid of
also
anyone.
Rebels had its finale. That's also Star Wars related. This week, Rebels ended. Rip Rebels. Go watch that show. It's good. There's also
I heard the finale was phenomenal.
I haven't seen it. I want to watch the whole season now, the whole series. Okay, let's talk about Wrinkle in Time, you guys. We can't give spoilers, but let's just talk.
What do you want to say?
First, let's start it off this way. One-line reviews. Okay? My review of Wrinkle in Time. It's a good movie for kids. Sarah?
A great message for today's youth. And
so
a loving
good movie for kids.
And a loving adaptation of a classic novel.
That's two sentences.
No, it's one it's long.
One
it's
sentence.
A compound sentence.
These two are feisty today.
It's like a little life.
I'll give you one word.
Uh-oh.
Oprah.
Oh, yeah. Say Oprah. I thought you were going to say Pooh.
Pooh? No. Because I very much agree with what both of you said. Yeah, so yeah.
When Leo got home from seeing it with Keaton last night, I was like, so what did you think? And he went, that movie's for kids.
That movie's for kids, man.
That movie's for kids.
Oprah's in there. What was the other part of my review? It's like, Oprah's in there, so moms will be like, I love Oprah. And Chris Pine is here because moms.
Yeah. I also thought Reese Witherspoon was...
I thought she was annoying.
Yeah, I thought she was
personally.
Annoying.
Personally. Her performance is a bit...
You well, like, that's what I know her character is supposed to be.
Her character
she was supposed to be this
like
kind of weird
yeah,
kooky
but,
one.
But I feel like I was watching Reese Witherspoon trying to act annoying, not an annoying character. You know what I'm saying? Like...
I just thought she was going to... I just was surprised by her in a good way. The
you
scene
liked.
With Zach Galifianakis was
well, that's
the
best scene
in the movie.
For sure, 100%.
Phenomenal.
Zach Galifianakis killed it.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually really funny in a solemn way.
Leo has a couple cosplay options now.
Oh, my God. Every time, no joke, no exaggeration, every single time a male came on screen, she's like, you got to cosplay that.
No, Leo, there were only two times that I... There were two.
There was Charles Wallace, Zach Galifianakis, and
I did not say it for Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, you did?
I did not.
Okay, fine. Michael Pena and Charles Wallace
and then...
Oprah. You told me to cosplay Oprah, and I was like, no, Keaton. I can't.
He felt really weird about it.
I was
so
like,
I dropped
I
it pretty
never
quickly.
Look as good.
But that one, you know, the beach suit.
Yeah, no, they don't. We can't. No spoilers.
I'm sorry. I just...
Let's just talk about overall. This movie was marketed differently than it is when you watch it. It is definitely.
I don't agree with that.
Really? Well, I think when looking at the trailers, I was like, oh, this is an adventure about science and technology and the possibilities of the universe. When in reality, it's like, it's a movie about a young kid trying to come to grips with her emotion as she's becoming an adult and accepting who she is. And it's like, the movie is all of it revolves around that simple premise. It's not about space and time and dimension and understanding of quantum to astrophysics. Like,
yeah, but
those
I think
in the movie.
I think the ads were way more like, be a warrior, get your hand out of my shot.
Be a warrior, Sarah. You tell him.
Be a warrior. Uh-huh. Like, who are you going to be?
Yeah.
Like, and just about...
what else?
You know... inner strength. Like, I get, but I think I'm a little, how I felt about it as someone who's read the book is that there was a lot of things that I'm like, wait, is someone who hasn't read the book going to understand this? Because a lot of the science is a lot more understated in the movie than it is in the book, which is why I think it comes off as unimportant. But for me, my head's just filling in the blanks.
So to just bounce off that real quick, I was kind of upset with Sarah a little bit because in a good way.
We cannot get you guys fighting more tonight.
You have to understand, like, our love flourishes while we argue. It's like affection. That's how we do it. Because
that's
we feel comfortable
healthy.
Enough. Okay. We're not yelling. We're not beating each other. We just
you debate.
We debate.
Yeah.
I understood more of the movie only because of things that Sarah told me. And I was like kind of mad about that because I wish I wouldn't have known those things so I could give a truly objective review of it. But I was like, oh, I get that because Sarah told me about this thing, but nothing in this movie told me about that thing.
I would say as somebody who has never read the book, did not know anything about the book and just kind of went into this movie blind, I truly have caught nothing about the science or about how to think. But I can tell you, if I would have saw this movie when I was between the ages of 8 and 13, I would have been so inspired.
That's what's
and
that's
it
what it's for.
It would have literally like done so much for me as like a very insecure, like awkward young girl. So I really appreciate the film for that. But I do not get I'm like, science is kind of just the backdrop of it. Yeah. Like, other than that,
they use very blankety science terms, which are words in science, but they use them in a way where it's like, this word is scientific. Okay?
Physics.
Trust me. Tesseract. That's a word.
Marvel.
It's like, what is it? Parallel dimension.
Well, science doesn't
dimension.
Even really matter. Like,
but
to
it
the
does.
Plot. It does, but like, if you understand the basic thing that's happening, which is very clear, then it doesn't matter.
No, but it's like, you're right. It doesn't matter the way the movie's presented. But like, they there are parts where they make a bigger deal out of it than they need to.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Black Jones in the chat says, it's a movie for middle school and elementary school kids, a.k.a. girls. Do you think this is only appealing to girls?
No, I don't think so.
No. I also don't think so.
No, not at all.
The main character is a girl, but that doesn't mean that
Charles
it's a movie for
Wallace
girls.
Carries this film.
Yeah,
a five-year-old boy carries this film.
Also, the girl
phenomenal.
Is like very tomboyish. You know, like it's just,
well, I mean,
she's very.
It's just like also, it's just like isn't.
It's not about gender at all.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
It's just like above that.
I got to say too, like this, it resonated with me on a personal level in some way because I remember like the moment, you know, like growing up is becoming self-aware because as a kid you have no sense of sort of your role because the world revolves around you as a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as you grow into an adult, you start becoming aware of the world around you. You start becoming aware of yourself and your place in the world, your place in the universe, which is what this movie's sort of about. And for me specifically, the thing that sort of cemented in that brain, the moment of like self-awareness and awakening, you know, was quite literally listening to lectures on the principles of astrophysics. Not those words exactly, but serious, like the grand scale of the universe, sort of, you know, understanding, you know, our place in it
all. This is why you and Dylan get along.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, literally.
But this movie is that concept, but for kids. And I was, like, thinking the whole time, like, God, I wish I would have had this movie as a kid.
That's a really good point, Leo.
You know, like, I wish this sort of these larger concepts of, like, universal property and structure and order and chaos and, like, our place and, like, all that must have happened for us to exist right now. Like, those kinds of concepts are so spectacularly large, but infinitesimally meaningful, right? Like, to each individual person, and I wish those large ideas would have been introduced to me as a kid. So for that reason, I think this is an awesome kids movie.
People keep asking if I think they should read the book first.
Yeah, that's a... Hmm.
I'm like, I think the book is really great. Like, I grew up reading this book. Like, I read it for the first time when I was, like, 11. Like, so on its own, aside from the movie, I think it's, like, a very, like, groundbreaking book. Leo and I were talking about how it's like one of the most commonly has been in history most commonly like banned book in the US. So I think you should read it regardless of the movie. Mm. But like, yeah, if you have time to read it before seeing the movie, I think you should.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have to.
Yeah. I actually want to point something out because you're saying in the chat, no, science is really unimportant to the plot. It's unimportant to the plot, but here's why it's important and why it's such a big point in the book. And here's why it's important to the meaning of sort of why this movie resonates, right? Because it's trying to tell you that this isn't an accident, right? Like, this isn't made up. It's not magic. The universe exists in all of its splendor and magnitude and in inconceivable grandeur because of science, okay? It's not a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. It's not some story somebody made up. Physics are real. Physics are the foundation of reality that we live in. And the points that they bring up in the movie, like being able to fold space-time, which is a dimension that we live in, is plausible. Like, these aren't just made-up things like, this is crazy, science fiction, Star Trek, boom, find yourself, kid. It's like, no. Like, you should believe in yourself because science has math proving a lot of the things that they're talking
about. How incredible it is that you exist.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You should find self-worth.
Right. It's not just some author writing some silly book.
There is a speech Oprah gives to what's her name? Stormy? I mean, that's not her name.
Reed.
Storm. To Storm at one point. And I was just like, Oprah just dropped the mic.
Like, on the performance, you mean?
No, well, just with kind of explaining basically the whole movie and like what, you know, kind of like making it kind of click.
Right.
But yeah.
So let's just talk
about things.
Yeah. Like,
so I just want to say the things that I liked.
Okay, yeah. Without spoiling.
No, without spoiling. Leo will disagree with me, but I thought it has a great soundtrack.
Sure.
I
didn't like the placement of the soundtrack, but I thought the songs were good.
I really liked Mindy. I wish she had a bigger part.
Agree.
Zach Galifianakis was awesome.
Yep.
Totally.
It got better from that point on, in my opinion.
It was very slow at the beginning.
Yeah, very slow in the beginning. Storm Reid and Chris Pine have incredible scenes together. That, like...
I will say, I was like, why did they cast this girl? And then there's the scenes with them together, and I was like, oh, that's why they cast her.
Yeah, their scenes together were incredible. We can like, say that it's for kids, but I cried 4 times watching it.
Because those moments are very, very
emotional,
well,
yeah.
But overall, the movie's a little light, you know what I'm saying? Chris Pine, he was great.
Yeah, Chris Pine was really good, and he wasn't in a ton, but every part he was in was good. I think the cast as a whole was just, they were all very strong.
Yeah.
The kids were great
CGI.
Actors. The
CGI. You had a great point about this.
The CGI is very inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, that looks like actually like this a creature that you could touch and feel.
Yeah.
But I felt like more often than not, it wasn't good.
But you had a point to this. You were saying
when
that
you were talking about the bouncing balls, which were in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leah was like, that part kind of like looked very CGI. And I was like, but that part is supposed to look really fake and creepy in the book.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, it doesn't matter what the book, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one thing that I didn't quite understand is
it does matter within the context of the movie, too.
This might give stuff away about the test, so I can ask Sarah off air. I don't want to like ruin it for anybody because I was just confused a little bit.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is like a lot. I think there are moments when I was watching, I'm like, oh, I only know because of Sarah. You know what I'm saying?
When I watched it, I was like, what movies did I watch as a kid that I watch now? And I'm like, oh, this isn't like.
I was trying to think of that.
How I remember
it. But like, I love it because I watched it when I was a kid because that's what I feel like this
Never
movie is going to be. But you know what I mean? Like, we watched Land Before Time recently, and we were like, whoa, this movie is just, like, sad the whole way through.
I didn't remember how... Like,
why did I love it so much?
Eerily lonesome that movie was.
Right. Like, but, like, I loved it, and I love rewatching it, because it makes me feel how I felt when I used to watch it. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's what this movie is going to be for kids today. Mm-hmm. And I do think the messages are really strong, and they're especially important now.
Yeah.
That's
That's great.
For that reason. We don't need to say any more. Sarah said it all.
Yeah. No, the thing with the soundtrack.
Leo, that was one of the first things he told me when
it was it's just
why
like
did they throw these random
drops out? I'm going to say this is not a spoiler. As a matter of fact, even if I tell you, you're not going to know because if you go see this movie, randomly throughout the movie, they'll just play a Rihanna song. Like
it's sometimes not Rihanna, it's Demi Lovato.
You know what I'm saying. Like it sounds like a Rihanna song.
And I love Demi.
Yeah, but it was like weird because like the music wouldn't go with the scene and it would just happen in the middle of a scene and it wouldn't be a full song. It was very weird. Like there was like one point where I just looked over Keaton and went,
yeah.
No. Like, what just happened there? But if I was a kid, I'd be like, this is the part where that song comes on. Anyway.
People keep, I keep talking about the themes and people are like, what are the themes? Like, is it giving you like this kind of theme? The themes of the movie are like, you are great the way you are. Your faults aren't usually your faults. Your faults are what make you unique and special, and that everyone has like the power within them to put good in the world and fight like negativity.
Right. And no matter how impossible it may seem that these things are true, and in the scale of infinity, you still matter.
And to use your faults as well, like to look at them strength. In a positive way, but use them as power.
Yeah, Tyra Banks been saying that forever. So
flossom,
honestly, yeah, be flossom. That's the theme of the movie. Be flossom. So does it give you a Narnia versus Terabithia or Wonder type feel?
That's what I was responding to.
Kinda. But, there are definitely elements of it.
I had to explain the plot of Bridge to Terabithia to Leo the other day. He was shook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
If you want to see a movie that's going to, like, really wreck you.
Everybody tells me that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I remember when I
went on this, like, rabbit hole, like, trying to understand this movie. And I'm like, damn.
When I read that book, I came into my teacher and I go, why did you make us read this?
Christian Milan in the chat has an interesting question. Do you think this movie will be a hit? No. And I think that it will be misconstrued by a lot of parents. They're going to say this movie sucks. But kids are going to like it. This is the kind of movie that you buy your kid on DVD or that they come across on the Disney Channel one day.
Mm-hmm. And they're like,
Mama, what? I want to watch that movie again. You know, it's like, that's what this movie is.
But I also think it's a good movie to bring young kids to that might have these insecurities because I think it brings it to a level that kids will listen to it and when they don't listen to adults about like, you know, you could tell a 10-year-old who's being bullied, oh, they're just jealous or, oh, like they're dealing with their own things, but they're not going to believe you. But if they get to kind of get it on their level from like, you know, art, I think that's what makes this film really special.
Interesting. Someone is saying, I used to watch the Bridge to Terabithia a lot on Stars. And I'm like, yeah, this is the movie that you'll watch on Stars as a kid. And to follow up on your point, which I think is like a really apt point, is that this might be your child's first foray into adult concepts as a kid.
I think it's
a bridge movie.
A point we
haven't not the Terabithia.
Touched also that Allison brings up is it's a female person of color directed film. And despite anything we say about it, it's like extremely important to support movies that are directed by women and women of color that feature a variety of different ethnicities in the cast. Like, you have Filipino characters, mixed race characters, black characters, white characters, like
mixed family,
Indian,
tactfully done,
right? And it's extremely important to support these movies in the theater specifically, because oftentimes, like, casting with minorities is viewed as the reason why a movie does poorly, and yeah. And so, like, that's why I think you should definitely see it in theaters.
Enter Black Panther. What?
Right.
Yeah.
But so, like, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So that's our Loki review.
But go see it, because see it. What Sarah? I mean, if not cool. for the themes and like right. if you're a kid, whatever, go see it. Just very support. Much just to support.
But also, if you are like interested in understanding like larger concepts, like. You know, like, we only live in three dimensions. Like, that's why we say 3D, third dimension. But we actually are aware of something like 11 dimensions that we could possibly mm-hmm. interact with. You know what I mean? So, like, if you're, like, interested in learning about, you know, quantum physics and astrophysics and, like, just, like, taking a tippy-toe step in that direction, this movie is certainly the doorway to that sort of knowledge.
Comes out this Friday.
How, this Friday. Sarah, how much science is in the book?
Like, more, but it's not, like, that heavy because it's a kid's book yeah. also.
Interstellar for kids. That's an interesting way to put it. It's like Interstellar and Neverending Story had a baby.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Go watch it. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us on Disney Movie News today. This is an awesome show. This is an awesome episode. Thank you guys all for hanging out in the chat and being so vocal. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Make sure you follow me on social media at Mr. Leo Zombie on Instagram and at Leo Zombie on Twitter. That would be really awesome of you. Thank you.
I'm Sarah. I'm a princess. You can find me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ and Instagram at @SarahGSterling.
You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And remember me. Don't forget me.
And follow at The Popcorn Talk, at Popcorn Talk on Twitter and at The Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube.
You're
not
so
at,
uncomfortable.
You got it. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.